Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me today. This is Anne, and I want to have a time of prayer and intercession with those who are listening. The Bible tells us we can decree a thing, and it shall be established. And we have much to pray about with the election in the balance. We know that God has promised to establish the throne of righteousness. That's his will. And we know that the types of laws that have been endorsed by one party, such as the homosexual agenda, such as murdering babies at any point in the womb, but even allowing babies that are nearly born and even after birth to be murdered, is certainly not God's will. He opposes the shedding of innocent blood. So we know that that agenda is not of God. We know that that is not an agenda that God wants to have established. And so we are going to pray in agreement with God's will and God's word today. Let's start first with, we'll start in Psalm 94:20. And the word of God is our shield, it's our buckler, it's the sword of the Spirit. And I thank God that his word shall not return void, the word that he has spoken. And he's given us the privilege to have his word and given us the privilege to speak it. Let's look at Psalm 94, starting with verse 20. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frames mischief by a law? So it says that there are some who are into iniquity, into sin, who frame and create laws that are evil, that are full of mischief. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. That is a democratic agenda to condemn and allow for the abortion of innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. God, he shall bring upon them, the wicked, their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. So, Father, we're asking, Lord God, that you will establish the throne in righteousness, Lord God. Let not them who have framed mischief by a law take ascendancy. Let not their tricks and their traps and their evil plots come to fruition, Lord God. Expose the wicked, Lord God. Be our defense, Father God. You said it's righteousness that exalts a nation, and we beg, Father God, that you will establish the throne in righteousness. Let not man prevail. Holy Father, have mercy upon us, Lord. We are a wicked nation. We've departed wickedly from you, but we're asking for mercy, Lord God, for mercy to pour out your Spirit one last time before Jesus comes, Lord. Pour out your Spirit, Holy Father, Lord God, so that the name of Jesus will be glorified. We pray that you rain upon us in righteousness, O God. And Father, allow people to see the truth. Allow them to see the true gospel. Father, we pray you eliminate the fluff and the superficial and that which is not of you, Lord God, the religious facade that is in many churches, and just sweep away the chaff, Lord God, but let the wheat remain, Father. Establish your people, establish your word, and let the truth go forth. My Father, we pray in the holy name of Jesus. Father God, you said in Psalm 103, verses 19 and 20, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So, Father, we thank you that you rule. You rule. Hallelujah. Not the infidels, Lord God, not the evil ones who have plotted and twisted and infiltrated with Marxism and communism and even Antichrist agenda. Lord God, you rule in the kingdoms of men, and we're asking you to have mercy, Father God, and you establish one and you put up one and you put down another. We're asking you to put down this attempt to flip the election into the hands of evil ones who will establish evil laws and evil dictates, O God. And we're asking you to lift up, Lord God, one that you can use, Lord God, that will establish your purposes and your will and your righteous decrees, Father. We thank you that Trump, Lord God, has opposed abortion and opposed funding it. We thank you that he's promoted and supported Israel, Lord God. And those are two things that are very on your heart, Lord God, the blood of the innocents and your nation Israel, Father. And he has worked with you, Lord God. He's worked with your agenda. He's worked with your principles. So we're asking you to establish his throne, Holy Father. Establish his place in the name of Jesus. Establish him in righteousness. Oh, my God, we're asking you to have mercy. As we look in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 3, it says, a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. So we decree this, Lord God. We see how the media has blocked the truth from going forth. We see how Biden has stolen from this nation and his son and sold us out to the communists. And he has no agenda other than for himself and to increase his own pockets and his own finances and his own agenda. That's what's on his heart. It's not to be a servant of the people. But you said, Lord God, that a man shall not be established in wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. So, God, we decree and we agree with your word that Biden will not be established, because this has been wickedness from the outset. Those Luciferians, those Antichrist people in the media who control the Facebook and the YouTube and the Twitter and all the ones who were working behind the scenes in the media and the news media that essentially they own and put out their own agenda, put out false lies and false news and try to falsely accuse those who are working for your agenda. Lord, we're asking that you would turn the tables on them, that you would expose the wicked, that you would expose the ungodly, Lord God, and pull them down from their seats of power. My God, have mercy on us, Lord God, and grant us, Lord God, that you will establish one in righteousness, Lord God. You said that the throne will not be established by wickedness, and we agree with your word in Proverbs 12 and 3. And we look also to Proverbs 16 and 12 to your word, O God. And it says, it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of a king, and they that love him speak right things. So we see here, Father, again, that you have said that the throne is established in righteousness. We decree that the entities of power, both in the Senate and the House, the Supreme Court, and in our commander-in-chief, Lord God, as our president, that it will be established by righteousness. Have mercy on us, O God, and grant us, Lord God, one that will listen to you, that will heed your principles, O Father. Lord God, we see in Daniel chapter 4, and I'm turning there, Daniel chapter 4, that you rule over the kingdom of men. We thank you, Father God, that you have all power in heaven and in earth. And so we are in agreement with this. Chapter 4, we'll start with verse 17. And it says, this matter is by the decree of watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will and sets up over it the basis of men. So we see, Lord God, that you rule. You put people in power, not the Democrats, not those who are in the media, not those with their hidden agendas working behind the scenes with their Antichrist forces and all the finances out of Rome and over in the EU, all those who, the globalists, who are trying to establish someone who will be their puppet in the United States presidency. Lord God, you rule in the kingdoms of men. And Father God, you said Lord God, that if you had even just a remnant, God, that you would not allow our nation to go into complete judgment. But we know that if Biden is put in, he will bring decrees that will cause our nation to have to be judged more severely than it already is and will be. Holy Father, we're asking that you will intervene, God. You rule. We decree you rule, Lord God. The Most High rules in the kingdom of man, not CNN News, not Bill Gates, not the Facebook media, not all of the entities who have been trying to subject and turn and manipulate the election outcome. No, they do not rule. You rule in the kingdom of men, and you give to whomsoever you will, and you set up even the basis of man. Oh, my Father, we thank you. The heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and you turn it any way you wish. We thank you that you have sovereignly turned President Trump's heart to establish and to cause your will and your decrees to be established. Father, we believe you're not finished with that, so we are in agreement with your word, and we decree for President Trump to remain in office, that he will not be pulled off of that seat by this intrigue and by all the plots and plans and tricks of the enemy. And Father, we pray, God, Lord, that you will expose all these tricks and expose all the sedition and expose the evil ones and the liars. Expose them, Lord God, and move them out of the way, Lord God, because your word says that you, the Most High, rule in the kingdom of men, and you give it to whomsoever you will. And we agree with your holy word, Father. You rule in the kingdom of the United States. You rule in our nation, Father, and you put up in one whoever you will. And Daniel 9:26 tells us, whereas they command to leave the stump of the tree, the kingdoms shall be sure unto thee. After that you shall have known that the heavens do rule. Glory to God. We thank you that the heavens do rule, not the earth, not the men of this world, but the heavens do rule. And then we look to Daniel chapter 5 and verse 21. Oh, God, you are so, so amazing. We thank you, Lord God, that you rule in the kingdom of men, as it says again, as Nebuchadnezzar was brought back from his time of judgment, he decreed and said, the Most High God rules in the kingdom of men, and he appoints over it whomsoever he will. Glory to God. We thank you for that, Almighty God, that you rule in the kingdom of men and you appoint over it whomsoever you will. And we thank you for that. We agree with your word, Father. The enemy will not dictate. The enemy will not subject his will, but you rule and you will set up and you will appoint whomsoever you will. And we know it's your will, Father God, to be in office that will allow for religious freedom. We thank you that President Trump has supported the church, Lord God. He supported the rights of the unborn. He supported Israel. And therefore, Lord God, we are in absolute, we are convinced, Lord God, that he is the one that you purpose to have a second term, Lord God, to be established over the United States, because you're being merciful to us. You're going to grant us that latter day outpouring. You said in Zechariah, to pray to the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. And we pray for it, Father. Rain upon us in righteousness. Have mercy on us, O God. Lord, yes, you may need to bring judgment. You may need to bring more natural disasters to shake people up and to wake them up. But turn us from our complacency. Turn us from our sin, our iniquity. Oh, God, from the deception. God, shake off the deception that is ruled over, that has been heavy over the hearts and minds and eyes of the general public, Lord God, of this nation, where they have been seduced and listened to lies after lies on the media. Listen to the demonic forces. I thank you, Lord God, that you rule. And we're asking you to push back the deception, push back the evil. Oh, my God, and let the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ shine in their hearts, Father God, and light up their hearts, oh God. Let the truth pierce their heart and their mind. Renew their minds, oh God, that they can come back to sanity. Oh, my Father, we're asking it in the holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we agree and we decree that you alone rule in the kingdoms of men. And we praise you for that. Amen, amen.